Well, good evening and welcome back here to the Hillcrest High School. We're getting ready for the host tournament, the host team, the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles and the Mammoth Spring Bears. As we are set for starting lineups, we will call them as they come out. Now, if you are just joining us here on the broadcast, we said we were going to talk just a little bit about our schedule for tomorrow. Lady Bears advanced into the, fall into the third place game. They will play the loser. Well, they've already played. That's the Mammoth Spring Bears, Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. They'll play tomorrow at 12 p.m., and you can hear that game on the Econ Sports Network and K-Country 95 Radio. Now, here on the boys' bracket side of things, ICC advances into the championship game. That will be played at 7:30, and Mammoth Spring and Hillcrest, whoever wins this one, will advance into the championship game to take on top-ranked, number-one-ranked ICC Cougars, Izard County Consolidated. Now, on Mammoth Spring, like I mentioned, if they win, they advance into the championship game at 7:30. If they lose, the loser of this game that's fixing to be played, the loser will take on third-place game. They will take on Biola at 1:30 p.m., so a tough game either way in that championship game or in the third-place game. And we are set for starting lineups here at Hillcrest High School. We want to thank you for joining us here for their Bobcat coverage, but Mammoth Spring Bear coverage. I don't know what I'm talking about. Have my mind on their district championship. We want to congratulate them on a great win. And we want to take this time to thank your Mammoth Spring Bear sponsors, the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey, Fred's Fish House in Mammoth Spring, Ozarka College, SMBC Community Banker, Ozarks Medical Center, Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic, the Car Doctor Chu is there, Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove is there, and the Mammoth Spring School District, which is bringing you our live stream tonight. If you're riding in the car and want to watch the game, econnewsnetwork.com. Do not look at your phone while you're driving, but whenever you get to where you're going and you want to watch the game, just type in on your web browser, econnewsnetwork.com, and you'll find our live stream coverage right there. Your Mammoth Spring Bear and Lady Bear Boosters are the Clary Funeral Home of Mammoth Spring, Sarah and Alton, the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Forsler's Home Furnishings up there in Highland, Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores up there and Alton, and the Carter Funeral Home up there and West Plains. We've got starting lineups being called out here for the Mammoth Spring Bears and the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. We've got a few called out for Mammoth Spring. We've got number one, Justin Skaggs, as we mentioned earlier, the senior, number five, Clint Lester, and the junior, number three, Cole Young. On the Hillcrest side of things, you've got number 33, that is Bryson Doyle. Number 5, that is Clint Nunnally. Number 10, that is John Delaney from Mammoth Spring. The fourth starter here is the senior. Number 10, Alex Merrow, had a big game, 21 points, and that exciting win over Western Grove. I know these boys are tired, but they're ready to fight for another game. Number 4 coming out on the floor. Number 4, Trevor Nunnally for Hillcrest. I do not see a Dustin Rose, or it's not Dustin Rose. What is his name? Cannot remember his name, Colton Rose, and he is going to be out for this game, it looks like, starting here. So, again, your starters for Hillcrest, you've got number 4, Trevor Nunnally, number 23, there we go, that's Caleb James, thought I was missing one there, and that would be him. Number 4, Trevor Nunnally for the tip. 8 minutes on the clock, 3-man officiating crew, and we are set for tip-off. Mammoth Spring Bears and state-ranked Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. Alex Merrill for the jump, along with number 4, Trevor Nunnally. Tip is up. Hillcrest wins it. Now here we go with James. A lot of size here for these Hillcrest Screaming Eagles. So starting out with Hillcrest, 7:47 to go in our first quarter, and they're going to maybe stall a little clock here. They give it over to number 10. That's John Delaney. Back over to number 5, Clint Nunnally. Back over to Delaney. That gets tipped there by Justin Skaggs, and now back over to Bryson Doyle. Doyle, give it over to James. James will set up his play here. Dribbles around. Bears in this zone here that gave so many problems to Hillcrest in that district semifinal round game. And now here we go with number 10 for 3, and it's no good. Cole Young's there coming out with that rebound. That was John Delaney with the shot. And Mammoth Spring Bears are going to get their first check of offense. Here we go with Merrill. Maybe they'll cash in that check. Merrill gives it over to Skaggs. Skaggs will give it over to Lester. Lester over to Flynn. Flynn will give it inside to Young. Young drives inside. He puts it up for two off the backboard. No good. Clint Lester with the offensive rebound. That's no good. And Alex Merrill with the offensive rebound slides it back out to Quinn for three, and it's good. Quinn for three puts Mammoth up 3-0. Here, 6:39 to go in the first quarter. James with the basketball for Hillcrest. He'll give it over to Nunnally. Nunnally gives it over to Doyle. Doyle with the basketball for Hillcrest. He'll give it over to James. James thought about the three. Keeps the basketball. Gives it over to number 10, John Delaney. Back over to Nunnally. Nunnally for three. No good. That's going to be pulled down by James for an offensive rebound. Back up and no good. And then number 33, Doyle with the offensive rebound. That one's no good. And now James is going to get a foul called on him as he got a third offensive rebound there. Foul's on number 5, Clint Lester. That's going to be his first of the ball game here. That foul was not on the shot. They're going to pass in the basketball here. Number 5, Clint Nunnally is going to pass in the basketball for Hillcrest. They give it in to Delaney, the brother Nunnally, and he's going to miss the shot, but he's going to get two foul shots at the line. That foul is on, let's see here, number 22, that is Zach Flynn, and that is going to be his first of the ball game. First one's on the way by number 4, Trevor Nunnally, and that's going to be good. So first points of the game here by Hillcrest. They come from number 4, Trevor Nunnally. And now 3-2 ball game. Mammoth Spring lead. Alex Merrill with the basketball. Point guard all year for the Mammoth Spring Bears. Clint Lester gets the basketball and gets it. They threw it right to number 33, Bryson Doyle. And now they're going to fast pace this one. They give it over to number 4. And he travels. Trevor Nunnally going to be a travel. And we've got a sub entering the game here for Mammoth Spring. Number 15, Gavin Boddy is going to enter this game. And he is going to see who sat down. Number 22, Zach Flynn. 3-2, Mammoth Spring lead by one. And now Alex Merrill with the basketball. Alex will give it over to Boddy. Now over to Clint Lester. Over to Young. Young with the basketball. Gives it over to Alex Merrill. Alex thought about the drive. Gives it back outside to Young. Young thought about the three. He wants to try his luck inside. Pulls it back out. Now over to Merrill. Merrill fakes the three. Drives inside. Picks up his dribble outside to Skaggs. Skaggs at the top of the key. Gives it over to Young. Young with the basketball here. Young at the free throw line. Gives it over to a driving Gavin Boddy. Boddy up for two. Gets his rebound. And they're going to call a jump ball on that one. And it's staying with the Bears. Hillcrest fans wanted to up and down on that one. Gavin Boddy's going to take a seat here as Zach Flynn re-enters this ballgame. 3-2, Mammoth Spring leads it by one. 5:06 to go in our first quarter. Cole Young will enter the basketball here. They're going to throw it way outside to Skaggs here as he gets it over to Merrill and just about lost it there over the midcourt line. Merrill with the basketball. He's going to slow things down here. 4:56 to go in our first quarter here on the nightcap from Hillcrest. Merrill drives inside. Good play by the senior. He's up and in 4-2. First 2 points of the game, and maybe he'll beat that 21-point game he had last night. Bears would advance off the win in the quarterfinals of the regional tournament to defeat Western Grove, and now here they are. Hillcrest with the basketball, trailing by three. Nunnally grabs it. Number 4 off the backboard and good. 5-4 ball game. Bears lead it by one. Coach Godwin congratulating his boys. A good defensive stop on that side. You want them to settle for shots like that. He did make it, but that's what you want on that offensive end. Merrill gives it over to Skaggs. Back over to Young. Young gets that ball knocked away. It's going to roll out of bounds off of Hillcrest. And it's going to stay with the Bears. Hillcrest has had a tremendous season. Goes on to win their district championship, enters the game here as the number 1 seed, and now the Bears take him on. Lester will give it over to Flynn. Now over to Cole Young. He lost the ball down low, and that's going to roll out of bounds. That's going to stay with the Bears here. That had me worried. It looked like it was Mike. If they hadn't have touched it, it would have rolled out of bounds off the hands of Cole Young. They'll give it inside to Flynn. Now over to Young. Young will give it inside to Flynn. Flynn was wide open on that shot. Missed it. Rebound by Lester. Lester back up for two. That's good. Lester with his first two of the ball game. Puts the Bears back up by three. And now here we go with Hillcrest. Hillcrest going to try their luck on the offensive side of things. 3:40 to go in our first quarter. And now here we go with number four. That is Trevor Nunnally. Gives it over to number 10, John Delaney. They give it into the corner to James. Now back over to Delaney. Delaney will give it over to a wide open number four for three, and it's good. Trevor Nunnally, and that ties the game up. Bears with the basketball again. Merrill with it for the Bears. Tied at 7, 3:10 to go in this first quarter. Bears are going to run some time off the clock here. Like I mentioned, Bears advance off a win over Western Grove last night. You heard an exciting game if you were able to listen to that. 53-44. Bears still holding some clock off here as they give it over to Lester. And against a good team like this, this is really what you're going to have to do is run some time off the clock and get good shots in. Merrill with the basketball. Merrill still running that clock. 2:40 to go in this first quarter. Merrill still with the basketball. They give it inside to Flynn. Flynn goes up for two, and that's going to be a blocked shot. Now here we go with James. James is going to get fouled there. Not sure if they're going to call that on Skaggs. They are. First foul on Skaggs there. That's going to be his first foul of the game. Tied at 7 here. Hillcrest basketball. They're not happy with that one. Mammoth is. So James with the basketball. James will give it over to number 33. That's Bryson Doyle. Gives it back over to James. James over to Delaney. Delaney will give it over to Trevor Nunnally, and that's stolen by Cole Young. Good play there by Cole. Now they push it up to Flynn. Flynn up for two, and it's good. Flynn has got his fifth basket of this game, or fifth score anyway, and he's got 5. 9-7. Bears lead it by 2. Number 10, Delaney with the basketball here. Gives it inside to number 5. That is Flynn. Nunnally, and they're going to call a foul on Lester. That is Lester's fifth foul already, or excuse me, his second foul, not his fifth foul. That's number 5. That's what caught me off guard. So, second foul on Clint Lester. He's going to have to be careful here with a minute 53 to go in this first quarter. Air ball 3 there by number 10, John Delaney, and now Mammoth Spring recovers it and with the basketball. Timeout, Coach Godwin will take it with him back here in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network, ESPN.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Well, the crowd has definitely come out here in Mammoth Spring. They came out, and behind me is a sea of blue, but on the other side of things, you've got the Hillcrest screaming Eagles fans, and you see a sea of red over there. 9-7, Mammoth Spring leads it by 2, and Mammoth Spring wins it here. They advance into the championship game tomorrow against the Izzard County Cougars, which top-ranked Izzard County at 7:30 in the championship round. Whoever wins this advances. Whoever loses this one falls into the third-place bracket, Viola, and the loser of this ballgame. Skaggs with the basketball here for Mammoth Spring. Lead by 2. Young gets it. Dribbles outside. Young's going to run some time off this clock here. Mammoth honestly might be content to get this final shot, and I think they are. Skaggs gets it. Skaggs will give it over to Lester. Bears may not be content for this final shot. Gives it over to Lester. Now over to Merrill. Merrill thought about the 3, and they're going to pull it out with a minute 10 to go in this first quarter. 1:05 to play, 9-7. Bears lead it by 2. They give it over to Lester. Now over to Flynn. Flynn over to over to Young. Young drives inside. Young shoots his shot. No good. Lester with the offensive rebound. He throws it back up. And Mammoth fans wanted a foul on that one. And it's going to be Hillcrest basketball here. Number 33, that is Bryson Doyle. And Mammoth fans still arguing that call. Doyle with the basketball. 37 seconds to go in this first quarter. And James is going to set up the play for him and his Hillcrest offense. He's talking to Coach Nicewander. And they're going to be probably content for this final shot. 9-7. Mammoth leads it by 2, and they want this final one. You can tie it up to take it to the break at the end of the first quarter. Coach Godwin's calling out his defensive play. Make sure they don't score at that buzzer. And still a two-point lead here for Mammoth Spring. And there's number 33. He drives inside. And at the end of one, Bears lead it by two. Bryson Doyle drove inside, and the shot was no good. 9-7. Bears lead it by two at the end of one. And we'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science, technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit, continuing education courses, as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success.
And welcome back here to Hillcrest High School. Bears with a two-point lead at the start of the second quarter. Congratulations to the Sarah Bobcats and Lady Bobcats with their district championship win. They will advance and play in sectionals on Wednesday. Here we go with Hillcrest. It'll be number five. That is Clint Nunnally. We'll give it over to Bryson Doyle. Back over to Nunnally. Back over to Doyle for three. Off the glass. No good. And Merrill with the offense or defensive rebound. Excuse me. Here we go with Merrill. Bears pushing here. Merrow drives to the bucket, outside to Flynn. Flynn for three, no good, and that's going to be pulled down by James. That is Caleb James. He keeps the basketball. He's outside here, swing guard for Hillcrest. Hillcrest is without their injured Colton Rose on the floor right now. I do not know if he will come back. I think I heard that he was out for the rest of the year, but I will not promise that. Number four, Trevor Nunnally shoots a shot, no good, and now they give it back outside to Bryson Doyle. Now back over to number four, Trevor Nunnally. They give it back over to Doyle and back over to Nunnally. Nunnally back over to number 23, Caleb James. He'll set up the play here. James with the basketball for Hillcrest. Gives it over to Doyle. Bears lead by two. They'll give it over to number five, Clint Nunnally. Back over to Doyle, back over to Nunnally. Nunnally passes it to number four, Trevor Nunnally, and he wants the three, no good. Camaro's fighting for that rebound. Clint Lester secures it, and now Mammoth Spring with their chance again. Gags will give it over to Merrow. Coach Godwin calling out his play there. And Bears with a two-point lead and the basketball. 6:30 to go in our second quarter. Merrow with it. Outside here. Merrow gives it over to Skaggs. Gags will give it over to Cole Young. Cole Young inside to Zach Flynn. Flynn drives inside, and there's going to be a foul there on number four. That is Nunnally. Trevor Nunnally. That's going to be his first of the ball game. So, wow, I'm just realizing this. Trevor Nunnally has had all 7 points of Hillcrest offense here. 9-7. Wow. Flynn with 5 points here, and now Merrill with the basketball. Merrill has two in this ball game. And they're going to slow things down here. 5:59 to go before halftime. 9-7. Merrill with it. Merrill gives it over to Cole Young. Young will give it over to Lester. Lester will give it back over to Cole Young. Back over to Merrill now. Merrill with it. Bears are still just running this clock out. You can hear the Mammoth fans in the background. They're loving it. Mammoth was the lead and the basketball. They give it over to Merrow. Merrow drives inside, dribbles it over to Lester. Lester wants three, no good. And that's going to be pulled down here by number 25. That is Nick Powell. Here we go with James for Hillcrest. James drives inside, drives to the basket, up for two, off the rim, rolls around for a minute, but it's good. Caleb James with his first 2 points in the ballgame here. And now they lead, or excuse me, they tie it up at 9. 5 minutes to go in our second quarter. Bears with the basketball. Merrill with it. Drives inside. He goes up for two. He's fouled on the floor. And that is going to be Still Bear basketball here. That foul is on number four. That is Trevor Nunley, their leading scorer. He's got seven in this one, and that's his second foul here in this second quarter. Flint is going to pass in the basketball, gets it over to Skaggs. Skaggs with it, gives it over to Cole Young. Young outside here. Young will give it over to Flynn. Flynn back over to Young. Flynn with it. Bears looking for a good shot here. Merrill with it. And they're just going to hold it out here again. Bears are in no hurry. Tied at nine here against the top-ranked team and the number one team in this regional on this side of the bracket. Merrill drives to the basket. No good. Rebound by James for Hillcrest. James, he can push. He's got numbers. Gives it over to Nunnally. Number four, they're going to throw that out of bounds as he tried to save it, and it's going to be Bear basketball here. Hillcrest had the drive there. They just passed it a little bit too late there, and now it's going to be Bear basketball. Merrill will give it in. Merrill has the ball, tied at nine with him and the Bears, 4:12 to go in this second quarter. Merrill with it. Merrill gives it over to Zach Flynn, gives it over to Justin Skaggs for a three in the corner. Lester gets the rebound, and it's no good. Merrill with another rebound. He's fouled on a shot, and he's going to get two at the line. That foul is on number five. That is Clint Nunnally. That's going to be his first foul of the ball game here. Doesn't have a point yet, but he is one of their leading scorers. So Merrill with a chance to add on to his 2 points here. He makes his first. Merrill with three now. And he's got one more coming. Bears lead it by one. 3:59 to go in our second quarter until we're ready for halftime. And another exciting game here. Lady Bears, their comeback bid would not be accepted as they were down by as many as 15. Coach Godwin calls out his play here. Merrill scores his fourth point of the basketball game here and puts them back up by two. 11-9, 3:56 to go in the second quarter. To be number 33, Bryson Doyle with the basketball. He gets it over to James. Good catch there by James. Number five shoots it in the corner. Number five, Clint Nunnally. That's no good. Nunnally, the brother, Trevor Nunnally, grabs the rebound. It's no good. Gavin Boddy gets the rebound here. Gives it over to Merrill. Merrill will control it here for the Bears. They're feeling comfortable with a two-point lead. Merrill with it. We're going to run some clock here. 3:28. They've done it about every offensive possession here. And, I mean, this is honestly what you have to do with these state-ranked teams. You're going to have to take some time off the clock and control the tempo of this ballgame, which is exactly what they're doing here. Merrill with the basketball. Gives it over to Flynn. Flynn drives inside to that free throw line. He needs some help. Gets it over to Merrill. Merrill for three, and it goes in. Merrill with his seventh point of the ballgame. Here we go with Hillcrest. James with the basketball. James might be doing the same thing here. 5-point deficit here for the Hillcrest Screaming Eagles on their home floor. Number one seed coming out of our district, the 1A3 district, after the win over Ridgefield Christian in the final. Here we go with Nunnally. Nunnally will give it over to number 23. That's James. And now they're going to set up their play here. Take their time. Get a good shot. James will give it over to Doyle. Doyle to give it over to number four. That's Trevor Nunnally for three, and he's drained it. Trevor Nunnally with his 10th point in this ballgame. 14-12. We got a timeout on the floor. Bears lead it by two. Back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network, ESPN.
Ozarks Medical Center is excited to open a clinic at 260 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. Call 870-625-3228 to make an appointment with Dr. Melissa Wright for services including family medicine, pediatrics, women's health, workman's comp, wellness exams, and so much more. OMC Mammoth Spring and Dr. Wright is here for you in Arkansas. Call 870-625-3228 to make an appointment.
Bank at Community First and conquer time and space. Just download to your mobile device the free mobile deposit app, then instantly deposit a check anytime, anywhere in the world, even West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, with secure confirmation in seconds. Community First, your community bank with world-class convenience.
Living up to our name, Community First, Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
2:21 to go here in our second quarter. Bears with a 2-point lead here over the state-ranked Hillcrest Screaming Eagles here on their home floor, the host of the 1-8-2 regional tournament, and Mammoth Spring with the basketball here. Clint Lester on the bench with two fouls here, and now Mammoth Spring has a Gavin Boddy in the game in place of Clint Lester. Young with the basketball here, gives it over to Boddy. Boddy will give it over to Flynn. Flynn over to Merrow. Merrow with the basketball, scored a three his last time on offense. Back over to Merrow from Skaggs. Back over to Skaggs now. Back over to Merrow. Bears still just running that clock here. Gives it back over to Skaggs. Skaggs over to Merrow. Bears have done a great job here with this time management here. Cole Young goes to the basket. It's no good. The fight for the rebound still up in the air. And number four, Trevor Nunnally, is going to rip down the rebound. James with the basketball for Hillcrest. And they're going to call a foul on number 22, Zach Flynn. That's going to be his second of the game here. He's got to be careful now. Number 33, Bryson Doyle, will pass in the basketball here. As somebody just got told no more in the stands. So Hillcrest with the basketball. As it'll be number 33, Bryson Doyle for three, and it's good. 15-14, Bears trail by one now. And now here we go with Alex Merrow. Doyle with his first 3 points of the ball game here. Merrow with it. Merrow nearly lost the basketball. And they wanted to travel on that one, but Hillcrest gets the ball anyway. James with it. James gives it over to number 5. That is Clint Nunnally. They give it inside to number 25. That is Nick Powell, and that's going to be a foul. Let's see here. I think it's going to be on number 15, Gavin Boddy, on the Bears. That is going to be it. That's going to be his first foul of the game here. Clint Lester is ready to check back in this ballgame, and I would think Gavin Boddy's going to take a seat. 1:03 to go in this second quarter. It's number 25 on the shot. Nick Powell, it's up and good. Powell with his first shot in the game, first make. Now they lead it by two. Got a chance to extend it out to three here. He's set for a second. It's up in the air, on the way, and it's good. 17-14, they lead it by three. 1:01 to go in this second quarter. Merrow with the basketball. Coach Godwin telling him to go. Not sure they'll be content for this final shot here with 50 seconds to go in our first half. Merrow with it. He's just told him one shot. They're going to hold it. 40 seconds to go in this first half. 17-14, Bears trail it by three. Can tie it up going into the locker room. Gags with it. And he's nearly bought the basketball there. Gives it over to Young. 29 seconds to go here. Back over to Merrow. This pressure is really giving them problems as they lose the basketball there. 20 seconds to go. And here goes James with Hillcrest. James gives it over to Clint Nunnally for three in the corner, and it's no good. That's going to roll out of bounds. B. Bear basketball with 14.6 seconds to go here. Gags will pass it in here for the Bears. Trying to shoot down there. 14.6 seconds. They're going to roll in the basketball here. And Cole Young's going to pick it up. 12 seconds to go here. Cole Young with it. Gives it over to Merrow. Crowd counting it down. Flynn over to Young. Pulling Alex out. That's the one he wants shooting. It gives it over to Young. Young. They're going to call a blocking foul on that. And the whole gym just went crazy. Wow, they do not like that one. And they wanted a charge on that one. Cole Young's going to get two at the line with exactly 1 second left. That foul is on number 15. Excuse me, that's on number 23, Caleb James. That's going to be his first of the game. But Cole Young's going to have a chance for three at the line, or excuse me, for two at the line. 1 second to go here. Cole Young's first shot is on the way, and it's no good. But he's got one more coming here. Cole Young with his chance at neither of them. And that's how our first half will end. 17-14. Bears trail by three at the half to state-ranked Hillcrest, number one out of the 1A3 district. We'll take a break, go over some halftime stats here in 2.5 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network, ESPN.
Car Doctor 2 has been family owned and operated in Thayer for more than 25 years. Located at the junction of Highway 63 and Double O Highway, they provide services ranging from auto repair and maintenance, including oil changes, flat repairs, and alignments, thanks to Steve's alignment, to minor tractor and trailer repair, and even towing services. Ask them about their new programming abilities when it comes to your GM products. Corey and Steve would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your loyal support of the Car Doctor 2. They appreciate you.
It is the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate all students. They will provide a relevant and challenging curriculum for each student, which will promote higher level thinking skills, develop working skills in technology, and enhance problem solving ability so that students may become more competent in an ever-changing world. On behalf of the teams, the athletic department invites all of its Great Bear fans to support their athletes throughout this year's season. Good luck to the Mammoth Springs Bears and Lady Bears.
The schools participating in this state basketball tournament game are members of the Arkansas Activities Association as authorized by their school boards. The administrators of these schools have helped to write the rules and regulations that govern participation of students in competitive activities for the schools that are members of the Arkansas Activities Association.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Are you hungry for choices? Frank Fish House in downtown Mammoth Spring has the best choices in delicious, high-quality, taste-like-home-cooked meals. Choose catfish or walleye. Don't forget about the other main entrees like trout, shrimp, steak, and chicken strips. They even serve crab on the second and fourth Friday of the month. Frank Fish House has the best hush puppies in the area. Oh, and for dessert, you gotta try the famous peanut butter pie. Grab the whole family, head out to Frank Fish House, downtown Mammoth Spring, Arkansas.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit, continuing education courses, as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success.
And again, welcome back here to the Hillcrest High School, host of the 1A2 district, or excuse me, regional tournament here. And Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears, I meant to mention that earlier, have both punched their tickets with wins in the first round to punch their ticket to Lake Hamilton, the state tournament. And not sure who they will play yet. That'll all be decided after tomorrow's games. The winner and loser of that one, you for sure don't want to be a 4 seed in that tournament, but it would help to be a 3 seed, and maybe the Bears can get a number 1 seed. After we see how it goes down here tonight in this game. 17-14 at halftime. Bears down by 3 to state-ranked Hillcrest. And let's go over some halftime stats. On the Bears side of things, Cole Young with 1. We've got Clint Lester with 2. Merrill has 7 in this one, and Flynn with 5. On the other side of things, Trevor Nunnally has 10. Nick Powell has 2, and Bryson Doyle with 3. Again, Bears lead it at halftime, 17-14. We're going to take another break. We'll be back with some more halftime activities in 2.5 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network, ESN.
Ozarks Medical Center is excited to open a clinic at 260 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. Call 870-625-3228 to make an appointment with Dr. Melissa Wright for services including family medicine, pediatrics, women's health, workman's comp, wellness exams, and so much more. OMC Mammoth Spring and Dr. Wright is here for you in Arkansas. Call 870-625-3228 to make an appointment.
Opening an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you are one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
The Car Doctor 2 has been family-owned and operated in Thayer for more than 25 years. Located at the junction of Highway 63 and Double O Highway, they provide services ranging from auto repair and maintenance, including oil changes, flat repairs, and alignments, thanks to Steve's alignment, to minor tractor and trailer repair, and even towing services. Ask them about their new programming abilities when it comes to your GM products. Corey and Steve would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your loyal support of the Car Doctor 2. They appreciate you.
Being a student at Mammoth Spring School is about more than making good grades. It's about more than being a good athlete. It's about making strong foundations towards future success. This is Shelby Vangenhoven.
And this is Hayden Savage, and we're both proud to be Mammoth Spring Bears. I'm involved in BFLS and FFA.
And I'm involved in athletics and student council.
With the support of our teachers and administration, I feel more than prepared for the future, wherever it takes us. It all started at Mammoth Spring Schools. Go Bears!
The Arkansas Activities Association, which is sponsoring this state basketball tournament game, is a voluntary nonprofit educational association of some 500 junior and senior public and private high schools of Arkansas. The regulations which guide these events are adopted by the schools themselves and determine the type of program they believe to be most desirable for high school youth.
And again, welcome back here to Hillcrest High School. And we want to take this chance to thank our Mammoth Spring Bear sponsors, Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kirstie in Mammoth Spring, Fred's Fish House in Mammoth Spring, Ozarka College, SMBC Community Bankers, Ozarks Medical Center, Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic, the Car Doctor 2 is Thayer, Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove is Thayer, and the Mammoth Spring School District bringing you your game tonight, and of course the live stream on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Just go on your webpage. Whenever you're not driving, make sure you do not look for it and drive so you don't distract them while you're driving. But whenever you do get home or wherever you want to go, you can go to ecomnewsnetwork.com, search it in your web browser, and you can find our live stream right there. Watch and listen to every play of Bears basketball in the postseason. Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears boosters tonight bringing you the game. Cleary Funeral Home of Mammoth Springs, Theron Alton. The First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring. Forsler's Home Furnishings of Theron Highland. Hart's Hometown Fresh Food Stores of Theron Alton. And Carter Funeral Home of Theron West Plains. Our Hometown Fresh Fruit Stores up there, and I'll also bring you our podcast. The game is recorded, and you can go back and listen to every play, every game that K-Country 95 has covered, and you can go find it there. We're 1 minute out until we are set for our third quarter. We'll take a minute break. Back here with your third quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network, ESPN.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Are you hungry for choices? Frank's Fish House in downtown Mammoth Spring has the best choices in delicious, high-quality, taste-like-home-cooked meals. Choose catfish or walleye. Don't forget about the other main entrees like trout, shrimp, steak, and chicken strips. They even serve crab on the second and fourth Friday of the month. Fred's Fish House has the best hush puppies in the area. Oh, and for dessert, you gotta try the famous peanut butter pie. Grab the whole family, head out to Fred's Fish House, downtown Mammoth Spring, Arkansas.
And again, welcome back here to Hillcrest High School. Bears trail up by 3 at the half. Bears will get the basketball here. 8 minutes on the clock. Referees are out, and we're ready to start this one. Loser of this game will advance into the third-place game against Viola at 1:30. You can hear that game, of course, right here on K-Country 95. Winner will advance to 7:30 and play top-ranked Hazard County. Here we go with Mero for the Bears. Skaggs with it. Skaggs picks up his dribble, gives it over to Flynn. Flynn now over to Lester. Lester over to Mero. Mero gives it over to Cole Young. Cole Young gives it over to Merrill. Merrill over to Lester, now over to Flynn. Good ball movement here by the Bears. Skaggs with it. Gives it inside to a driving Flynn. Had that been just a little bit earlier, they would have had a direct pass to the basket. So starting out here for Hillcrest, you've got your same starting five. It's number four, Trevor Nunnally gets it. Nunnally gives it over to Clint Nunnally, number five. And he picks up his dribble, gives it over to Doyle. Doyle, give it over to number four, Trevor Nunnally. That gets knocked out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Hillcrest. Number 33, Bryson Doyle will pass in the basketball here. Number five, Clint Nunnally with it. Now back over to John Delaney. Delaney gives it over to number four. That's Nunnally. Shoots his shot, and he's got it. And now he's got his 12th point in the ballgame here. 5-point lead for Hillcrest. So to be Mammoth Spring Bears with the basketball. Alex Merrow has it. Bear fans on their feet. 5-point deficit here to overcome as Merrow lost the basketball by number five, Clint Nunnally. They're driving to the basket, throws it back out to Doyle. Bryson Doyle is up and good for his 5th point in this ballgame. Bears have got to overcome this deficit. 7-point lead. Merrow gives it outside to Young. Young with it here. Young at the top of the key gives it over to Merrow. Bears need a good offensive possession here. Merrow thought about that three, just maybe thought it was a little bit too far. Lester with it now. Back over to Merrow. I would not be afraid of Alex Merrow. I would be afraid of Alex Merrow shooting that shot if he was right on me. Merrow with it still. Flynn Lester sets him a screen, still has it, gives it over to Flynn. Flynn wants three, no good. And it's going to be rebounded by Cole Young for the Bears. Cole Young with it, gives it over to Lester, and that's going to be out of bounds off of the Bears, and it's going to be Hillcrest basketball. James with the basketball here. 7-point win, or 7-point lead, not a win yet. And it's James with it here. 5:34 to go in this third quarter. 7-point lead for Hillcrest. They give it inside to Clint Nunnally. He recovers the pass stolen by Young. Cole Young for the Bears. He drives to the basket. Cole Young drives up for two, no good, and there's going to be a foul on the play, and he's going to get two at the line. That foul is going to be called on number 23, James. That is going to be his second foul of the ball game here. And 21-14, 7-point lead here. Cole Young can knock it down to five. That foul again on Caleb James. That's going to be his second of the ball game. First one's on the way, and it's good. Bears cut it down to six here. 21-15, got a chance to make it five. He's got one more coming here. It's up. It's good. Young with his 3rd point of the game here. And now here we go with James. James, give it over. Hit by Young, gives it over to Skaggs. Now over to Flynn for three, no good. And the Bears are going to let that one roll out of bounds, and it is still going to be Hillcrest basketball here. Bears had a chance to get another offensive possession there. Still trail up by five here. They get it in. Number 33, Bryson Doyle. And Coach Goggin telling Alex Merrow to go after that pass. Here we go to the basket. It's going to be number four, Trevor Nunnally. That's going to be his 14th point of the game here. 23-16, Bears have got a push, down by seven. 4:50 to go, third quarter, and Bears down by seven. Merrow with it here. Merrow gives it over to Young. Young shoots the three, and it's good. Young gets his 6th point of the ball game. Coach Godwin calls a timeout to settle his voice down. 4-point deficit, 23-19. Hillcrest leads it. We're back in 1 minute on the Econ Sports Network, ESPN.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And again, welcome back here to the host site, Hillcrest High School, host of the 1A2 Regional Tournament here. And it's the Mammoth Spring Bears. Hillcrest Screaming Eagles going at it. Bears down by four after the three-pointer by Cole Young. And that's going to be his sixth point of the ball game. Hillcrest wins it. Coach Godwin called the timeout to settle his boys down. And now they give it up to James. James over to number four, Trevor Nunnally. He drives to the basket. Mid-range jumper shot no good. Lester with the rebound for the Bears. He gives it over to Merrow. Merrow across the timeline. Gives it over to Kevin Boddy. And that just could not get to that pass. And that's going to roll out of bounds. And we're going to have a sub in here for the Bears. Number 22, Zach Flynn, enters for Gavin Boddy. And you're going to have your starting five back out there on the floor. James with the basketball. They'll give it over to Delaney. Bears have put on the full court press here and down by four. They give it in to Bryson Doyle. He gets across the timeline, and he's just going to slow this thing down. Four-point lead here for Hillcrest, and they've got the basketball. 4:05 to go in the third quarter, stolen by Young. Young takes the fast break drive. Young holds it up, drives up for two, no good. And it's going to be Justin Skaggs with the offensive rebound. Merrow with it. Merrow dribbles back out. They're going to slow this one back down. He's going to maybe step out and call a play as they give it back over to Lester. Things slow down here. Merrow with it. 23-19, down by four. Coach Godwin's going to get these boys a play called, and they're going to set it up here. Hillcrest setting up their defensive play. 23-19, 3:32 to go in this third quarter. They give it over to Flynn, wide open for the layup, and it's good. 7 points tonight for Zach Flynn, and now a 2-point deficit for the Mammoth Spring Bears. And now here we go with Bryson Doyle. Doyle, give it over to number 10. That's John Delaney. They give it back over to Nunnally. Number 4 back over to Delaney, now back over to Nunnally. Nearly gets it stolen there by Skaggs. They give it over to James. Coach Godwin's keeping Justin Skaggs there on James because he knows how good of a scorer he is. Number 4, Nunnally's going to take his shot, and it rolls out and back in. And that's going to be number 4. That's going to be his 17th point on the night here. Number 5, Clint Lester drives inside, gets his shot blocked, and it's going to be recovered and gets thrown out of bounds by number 22, Zach Flynn. 26-21, Bears trail by 5, and now Hillcrest gets it. James with it. James with the basketball, gives it over to number 33, Bryson Doyle, and they get it over to James. James gives it inside. I can't tell who that is. Number 5, Clint Nunnally. Now it's number 4, Trevor Nunnally with the 3, no good, and it's going to be a foul, and it's headed towards the Bears' way. Foul on number 5, that is Clint Nunnally. That's going to be his second foul of the ball game here, and Bears are going to have it with a 5-point deficit. 2:21 to go in our third quarter. Skaggs will pass it in here. Gives it over to Merrow. He's going to let the ball roll. 5 minutes to go, 5-point deficit, 2:18 to go in this third quarter. Merrow with it. Merrow gives it over to Skaggs. Skaggs over to Young. Winner of this game advances into the championship round at 7:30 tomorrow night against the top-ranked Izzard County Cougars. Clint Lester shoots the 3, and it's no good. James with the rebound, stolen back by Merrow. Merrow up for 2, and it's good. Makes it a 9-point game for Alex Merrow here, 26-23, and Bears trail it. It's going to be number 33, Bryson Doyle with it. He'll give it over to James, and they're going to slow things down here. They're looking to run some time off the clock here. Mammoth has played a great game on the defensive end and the offensive end. So has Hillcrest. Awesome game by them. Number 33, Bryson Doyle drives to the basket. His shot's no good. Alex Merrow with the rebound. 1:25 to go. And Bears trail by 3 and now have the basketball. Merrow with it. Losing his defender. Drives to the basket. He goes up for 2 and he's fouled. And he's going to get 2 at the line. Good call there by the official, 26-23. I believe that was number 4. Trevor Nutley was not yet set down there for the charge or call charge there. And 26-23 is our score. Merrow's got the chance to bring it back within one. Merrow's first one's on the way. It's up. Rams out. No good. Merrow's got another one coming, though. Coach Godwin trying to calm his senior point guard there. He's got one more coming. He shoots it. It's good. Merrow pulls the Bears back within 2, 26-24. And that foul was on number 4. That is going to be Trevor Nunnally's third foul of the game here. Bears with some trailing here. 26-24, 1 minute to go here in this third quarter. Off the drive by Clint Nunnally, and that's going to be his first 2 points of the game. Bears trail by four here, 52 seconds to go. Third quarter. Cole Young with the basketball. Gives it over to Merrow. Merrow, Bears going to be content for this final shot. Merrow's just going to let it sit out there by the half-court line. 30 seconds to go, 28-24. And they give it over to Skaggs. Skaggs will give it over to Flynn. Flynn along that baseline, picks up his dribble, back over to Skaggs, now over to Merrow. Bears trying their luck with something. They may not be looking for a final shot. May just be looking for a good, genuine basket here. Merrow with it. 10 seconds to go. They are going to hold this for the final shot. 8 seconds to go. Crowd counting it down. Gives it over to Flynn. Or excuse me, over to Young. Over to Merrow. At the horn. No good. And that's going to be the end of our third quarter. 28-24 is our score. Bears trail by four. And we'll be back with your fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network, ESPN.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit, continuing education courses, as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success. Ozarks Medical Center is excited to open a clinic at 260 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. Call 870-625-3228 to make an appointment with Dr. Melissa Wright for services including family medicine, pediatrics, women's health, workman's comp, wellness exams, and so much more. OMC Mammoth Spring and Dr. Wright is here for you in Arkansas. Call 870-625-3228 to make an appointment.
Back here to the Hillcrest High School, the host of the 1A2 District 1A2 Regional Tournament. I want to keep on saying district. Bears had a good time in the district over there at Maynard. I want to take this time to thank our Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears Boosters, Cleary Funeral Home of Mammoth Spring, there in Alton, First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Forsler's Home Furnishings of there in Highland, Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores up there in Alton, and Carter Funeral Home up there in West Plains. Number 33, that is Bryson Doyle, will get it for Hillcrest. They'll give it over to number 10, John Delaney. Delaney with it. Gives it over to number 33, that's Bryson Doyle. And Hillcrest going to run some time off the clock here, it looks like. Good passes from Hillcrest. They'll give it over to number 10, John Delaney. They give it stolen. Oh, and they're going to call a foul on Clint Lester there. And that was a close one there. Excuse me. 28-24, Bears trail it by four. 7:20 to go in this fourth quarter. It will be number 10, John Delaney with the basketball. They give it out to Bryson Doyle. Doyle with it. Picks up his dribble. Back outside to John Delaney. Coach Gunn was telling his kids to calm down. They're going to call a foul there on Gag. That's his second of the game here. And Bears are nowhere near yet that bonus. They will give it over to Trevor Nunnally. Passing it in here. Gives it over to number 10, John Delaney. Delaney still with it here. 28-24. 7 minutes to go in our fourth quarter. And that is Delaney still with it. They give it over to number 25. That is Nick Powell. Gives it back over to Bryson Doyle. Doyle with it here. Doyle. Get it. Stolen by Clint. Clint will give it over to Merrow. Merrow gives it up to Young, and he's going to slow things down. Thought about popping that three there, but he gives it back over to Cole Young. He drives inside. Off the glass. No good. That rebound's going to roll out of sight off of Hillcrest. And it's the last time I've seen that, and I'm going to try to see if we can pull that back. I believe that was off the hands of Hillcrest, and there's going to be a sub enter the ball game here for Hillcrest. Mammoth fans are not happy about that call, as you can hear them in the background. Number 23, Caleb James with the basketball. 28-24. They give it in to Bryson Doyle, and now number 10, John Delaney. Back over to Bryson Doyle. Now over to James. They're going to be content to hold it here for a while. Time management. James with the basketball. James still with it here. James drives inside, goes up for the layup, and there's going to be a foul called on, let's see here, number 22, Zach Flynn. That is going to be Zach's third foul of the game here. He's got to be careful. 6 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. They're going to give it in here to number 33, Bryson Doyle. They're going to give it back outside to James. 5:59 to go here. James got a push in the back by Skaggs. That's going to be his third foul. Bears have got to be careful here. They're going to pass in the ball here. Still looking for somebody to get it into. They're going to call a timeout. Hillcrest with the 30-second timeout. We'll take it with them back here in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network, ESPN.
Ozarks Medical Center is excited to open a clinic at 260 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. Call 870-625-3228 to make an appointment with Dr. Melissa Wright for services including family medicine, pediatrics, women's health, workman's comp, wellness exams, and so much more. OMC Mammoth Spring and Dr. Wright is here for you in Arkansas. Call 870-625-3228 to make an appointment.
And welcome back here to the Hillcrest High School Bears trailer by 4, 28-24. And don't forget that if you are driving in your car and want to watch the game whenever you get to wherever you are, just go to ecomnewsnetwork.com, scroll down just a little bit, and our live stream will be right there. You can watch and listen to every play of the Bears while in the postseason. That's brought to you by the Mammoth Spring School District. 28-24 is our score, 5:57 to go, and Hillcrest is going to pass in the basketball here. They have a play drawn up. They're going to lob it. I said lob it. They are. Into the back court, and they just about had a steal. Cole Young had his hand on it. Nunnally with it. And he's going to get fouled by Cole Young in this one. That's Cole Young's first foul of the game here. Bears with five fouls. They got to be careful not to hit that bonus because this is a great free throw shooting team. John Delaney's going to pass it in here. Delaney gives it over to number 23, Caleb James. James will come across the timeline. James still with it here. 5:40 to go in our fourth quarter. Cole Young on him. That's stolen by, and it was tipped there by Young, and now over to Skaggs, and that's going to be tipped back by Bryson Doyle for Hillcrest. James with it here for Hillcrest. They're pushing. Number 33, Bryson Doyle, gives it over to Nunnally for the three. No good. And ripped down by Clint Lester, given over to Merrow. And there's a foul on that one. Foul's going to be called on number four. That is Trevor Nunnally, and that's going to be his fourth foul of the game here. And they're going to keep him in the game here, which I understand why. He's got 17 points. Of the 28 points that Hillcrest does have. Here we go with Skaggs for the Bears. Good offensive possession here as Young shoots a three, no good, and Merrow's going to pull down the rebound for the Bears. Merrow with the basketball. As there's a timeout called by Coach Godwin. Let's see what he calls here. 28-24 is our score, 4:54 to go in our fourth quarter. We've got a close finish in store. Don't go away. We'll take a full timeout back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network, ESPN.
It is the mission of the Mammoth Spring School District to educate all students. They will provide a relevant and challenging curriculum for each student, which will promote higher level thinking skills, develop working skills in technology, and enhance problem solving ability so that students may become more competent in an ever-changing world. On behalf of the teams, the athletic department invites all of its great Bear fans to support their athletes throughout this year's season. Good luck to the Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears.
Bank at Community First and conquer time and space. Just download to your mobile device the free mobile deposit app, then instantly deposit a check anytime, anywhere in the world, even West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, with secure confirmation in seconds. Community First, your community bank with world-class convenience.
Living up to our name, Community First, Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Welcome back here to the Hillcrest High School. 28-24. Justin Skaggs going to inbound it here for Mammoth Spring. 4:54 on our clock in this fourth quarter, and Merrill will get the basketball for Mammoth Spring. Bears trail it by four. Need a good offensive possession here as Cole Young gets the basketball. They're going to run some time off the clock here. They give it over to Lester. Lester with the basketball for the Bears. Lester needs help. Gives it over to Mero. Mero gives it across to Flynn. Flynn is wide open there. Flynn drives to the basket. He's up for two and has the chance to nail one. So Zach Flynn will add to his ninth point of the game here, has the chance to make it 10 with this free throw. Bears trail it by two. Waiting on a player to tie his shoe. And that foul is going to be on number 10, John Delaney. That's going to be his first of the ball game. Zach Flynn with it. He shoots. He's cool. 10th point in the ball game for Zach Flynn. Pulls the Bears back within one. Could this be it? It's finally time that the Bears beat Hillcrest. 28-27, 4:23 to go in the fourth quarter. And there goes number 33. That's going to be Bryson Doyle for the three. No good. And Merrill pulls down the rebound. Mero with it. Gives it over to Skaggs. Skaggs will give it over to Mero. And now, down by one, Bears have the basketball. And that's going to be an offensive foul on Mero. That is the first foul of Mero. 4:03 to go in this fourth quarter. 28-27. And Mammoth fans did not like that one. So it's going to be James with the basketball. They give it over to number 10. That is John Delaney. Delaney with it here. 28-27 is our score. Bears trail it by one. Number 33, Bryson Doyle with the basketball. We are in the fourth quarter here. Bryson Doyle gives it over to number 10. That's John Delaney. They're going to run some time off this clock here, and the Bears aren't going to stop them. Our score, and Mammoth is just going to let them call the clock here as they want it. Number 10, Delaney, gets it stolen there by Skaggs, tip by Mero. Mero with it now. He's going to slow, well, I said that. Mero wants to drive to the basket there. Mero outside to Skaggs, over to Lester. Good pass there by Justin Skaggs. He's going to drive inside, and there's going to be a foul. And they're going to inbound it here, not on the shot. That foul is going to be on number 23. That is Caleb James. That's his third foul of the game here. And he now has to be careful with 3:05 to play in the fourth quarter. Mero's going to inbound it here. Winner advances to play ICC in the championship round at 7:30. They give it inside, and it's stolen by Nunnally. James with it. 28-27. There's going to be a foul call there on Justin Skaggs, and that's going to be his fourth foul of it. And now, as you heard it in the background there, Hillcrest is shooting free throws. Best, one of the best shooting teams, free throw shooting team in our district, maybe our region. Number 33, Bryson Doyle, he's going to get 1-1 here. It's on the way, and it's no good. There's going to be an over-the-back foul on number 4. That is Trevor Nunnally, and that's going to be his fifth foul of the ball game. Trevor Nunnally has fouled out with 17 points in the ball game tonight. 28-27, Bears lead it by one. 2:50 to go in this fourth quarter, and now the Bears are in the single bonus here. And they'll put Zach Flynn at the line. Flynn's got a chance to make his 12th point here with both of these. It's the first one on the way, and it's good. There's the Bears, ties it at 28. He's got one more coming here. Hillcrest is on the verge. And they are down one here, 29-28. After the fifth foul was called on Trevor Nunnally, and with their highest score tonight, he's going to sit down with five fouls. Number 33, Bryson Doyle will get it. They'll give it over to Delaney. 2:37 to go in this fourth quarter. Do not go away. We've got an exciting finish in store. John Delaney with it. Delaney gives it over to Clint Dunnelly. They give it over to number 33, Bryson Doyle, and it's stolen there by, it was tipped by Skaggs, and now Bears have it after Flynn controlled it. He gives it over to Merrill. Merrill with it here. Bears need to waste some clock. Bears up by one. Merrill with it. Gives it over to Lester. Lester will give it over to Young. Young over to Merrill. And Merrill is going to get an offensive foul call. Oh, I thought he was fixing the turnaround. Call a charge on that one. That foul's on number five. That is Clint Nunnally. And that is going to be his third foul of the game here. And Alex Merrill is going to get two free throws at the line. Merrill with the basketball, sets up in his form, shoots it, and it's good. He's got one more coming here. Bears lead it by two. Got a chance to make it three. Merrill set. Ball in the air, and it's good. 12 points for Merrill tonight. Timeout, full timeout taken by Hillcrest. We'll take it with them. Back here in a minute. 3-point lead for the Mammoth Spring Bears. 2-on-1 to play. We're back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network, ESPN.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-6 625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Are you hungry for choices? Frank's Fish House in downtown Mammoth Spring has the best choices in delicious, high-quality, taste-like-home-cooked meals. Choose catfish or walleye. Don't forget about the other main entrees like trout, shrimp, steak, and chicken strips. They even serve crab on the second and fourth Friday of the month. Frank's Fish House has the best hush puppies in the area. Oh, and for dessert, you got to try the famous peanut butter pie. Grab the whole family. Head out to Frank's Fish House, downtown Mammoth Spring, Arkansas.
Well, Mike Robertson, if you are listening, you're missing out on a great game. Bears lead it by three, 2:01 to go in this fourth quarter. And the Screen and Eagles, number four, Trevor Nunnally, found out with five fouls. He was their leading scorer with 17. And the nearest one to come close is Bryson Doyle with five. 31-28, our score. Hillcrest with the basketball. John Delaney will pass it in here to James. 1:57 to play in this fourth quarter. Both teams in the bonus here. It'll be James with the basketball. James. James still with the basketball here. James gives it over to number 10. That's John Delaney. Back over to James. Coach Godwin screaming out, do not foul. Does not want that good free throw shooting team on that line. James passes it out to number 10, John Delaney, for three, and it's good. Ties it at 31. John Delaney's first 3 points in this ball game. Tied at 31, minute 15 to go in this fourth quarter. Bears with the basketball. They'll give it over to Skaggs. Skaggs with it. Gives it over to Flynn. Flynn over to Young. Young over to Lester. Lester up for two, and it's blocked. Blocked, and Merrill's got the rebound. Merrill back up for two, no good. Merrill with his own rebound, and he's going to be fouled and get two at the line. Tied at 31. Merrill's going to get two at the line and have the opportunity to put the Bears up by two with under a minute to play. Merrill's shot looked like it had just about went in for the and-one opportunity, but Merrill's going to get his first free throw here and mark his 13th point in the book. Merrill's got one more coming here. Merrill shoots, scores. 14th point, timeout, Coach Godwin. We'll take it with him back here in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with locations in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer culinary, agriculture, information science technology, automotive, nursing, criminal justice, education, aviation, and welding, and the list goes on. Ozarka also offers non-credit, continuing education courses, as well as free GED classes. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, committed to your success.
57.7 seconds to go here in this fourth quarter. We've got an exciting finish in store. We hope you'll stick around for it. Bears and Hillcrest getting into foul trouble here. Bears not so much. Skaggs with four, Flynn with three, and Lester with three. But on the other side of things, Trevor Nunnally, number four, their leading scorer, with 17 points, has fouled out of this ballgame. Clint Nunnally, number five, has three. John Delaney has one. Caleb James has four. That's their best player by far. Well, I say that as Trevor Nunnally has 17 in this game. Caleb James and Trevor Nunnally, number four, is arguably their best player. 33-31. Hillcrest with the basketball, and we're under a minute to play. Bears need a good stop right here if they want a chance to beat the state-ranked number one seed in this tournament. Hillcrest screaming Eagle. James with the basketball. Number 33, Bryson Doyle with it. He'll give it back to James. James at the top of the key. James drives inside, puts it up for two, and he's going to be fouled, and there's going to be two at the line. That foul is on Clint Lester. And that's going to be his fourth foul of the game. He has got to be careful here. Bears cannot afford to lose him. 33-31 is our score. He's going to get two at the line. That first one's on the way, and it's no good. James misses his free throw, and that is going to be, if he makes this one, put him down by one still. James, that's a line. He sets. He shoots. He scores. James makes his free throw, and we've got a timeout. And that gives us a chance to say thank you to our Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bear Boosters, Calary Funeral Home of Mammoth Spring, Sarah and Alton, the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Four Shores Home Furnishings of Sarah and Highland, Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Sarah and Alton, Carter Funeral Home of Sarah and West Plains. Your Mammoth Spring Bears sponsors are the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey, Fresh Fish House in Mammoth Spring, Ozarka College, FNBC Community Bankers, the Ozarks Medical Center, Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic, the Car Doctor 2 is Thayer, Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove is Thayer, and the Mammoth Spring School District, which brings us our live stream, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Find the live stream on there, and you can watch every play of Bears basketball while in the postseason. 43.2 seconds to go here in this fourth quarter. 33-32 is our score. And the Bears have a chance to pull this one out, but they've got to be careful because they are in foul trouble. But here we go with the boys, the Bears. As they give it over to Skaggs, now over to Lester. Lester gives it over to Merrill, and he's lost it. 34 seconds to go. Flynn got it back. Merrill gets the basketball. They're going to call. What did they call here? Number 23. That's going to be Caleb James, and that's his fifth foul. He's got a foul. Caleb James has finished this ball game with 3 points. 33-22. Alex Merrill's going to get some free throws here. 30.7 seconds to go here, and the Bears have got a chance. Merrill at the line. His first one's up. It's on the way. It's good. 15 points for the senior, and he's got one more coming. 34-32, got a chance to make it a three-point lead. It's on the way, and it's no good. 29 seconds. Hillcrest with the basketball, and fans are screaming at Hillcrest to get across the timeline. They finally do it with Doyle. Doyle gives it over to number 5. That's Clint Nunnally. Gives it over to number 10. That's Delaney. Now back over to number 33, Doyle. His shot's so good. Now with the rebound. Merrill has got it. 9 seconds to go. They call a foul. 34-32. The Bears are 9 seconds away from beating the number one seed on their home floor in the regional tournament. 34-32. And you have got Alex Merrill at the line. Merrill with 15 points here. Tremendous game for Merrill. He's got two coming here. It's up. No good. Off the rim. Makes this one, and you've got a three-point lead. But timeout by Coach Nicewanger. 34-32. Two-point lead for the Bears. 9 seconds to go. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Opening an individual retirement account is an excellent way to start growing your retirement nest egg. Plus, IRAs may have significant advantages for you. Learn more about IRA accounts from a personal banker at Community First. They'll work with you on how to start your IRA so you are one day closer to retirement financial security.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
And welcome back here to the Hillcrest High School. Mammoth Spring Bears lead it 34-32 with 9 seconds to go after the free throw by Alex Merrill was missed. He's got one more coming here. I'm pretty, yeah, he does. 9 seconds to go here. For Hillcrest, they've got two star players fouled out. Number four, Trevor Nunnally, he had 17 on the ball game. As, let's see here, number 23, Caleb James, will also sit down with five fouls. So Merrill with one more at the line here. It is loud in the Hillcrest High School gym. It's on the way. It's good. Makes it a three-point lead, and Coach Godwin wants a timeout. Back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Car Doctor 2 has been family-owned and operated in Thayer for more than 25 years. Located at the junction of Highway 63 and Double O Highway, they provide services ranging from auto repair and maintenance, including oil changes, flat repairs, and alignments, thanks to Steve's alignment, to minor tractor and trailer repair, and even towing services. Ask them about their new programming abilities when it comes to your GM products. Corey and Steve would like to take this opportunity to thank you for your loyal support of the Car Doctor 2. They appreciate you.
Being a student at Mammoth Spring School is about more than making good grades. It's about more than being a good athlete. It's about making strong foundations towards future success. This is Shelby Vangenhoven.
And this is Hayden Savage, and we're both proud to be Mammoth Spring Bears. I'm involved in BFLS and FFA.
And I'm involved in athletics and student council.
With the support of our teachers and administration, I feel more than prepared for the future, wherever it takes us. It all started at Mammoth Spring Schools. Go Bears!
And welcome back here to the Hillcrest High School. Mammoth Spring, can they pull it off? Three-point lead for Mammoth Spring, entering 9 seconds to go in this fourth quarter. We've got a close finish in store. Do not go away. Bears might have a win right here. 32-35. Here we go with number 33. That's Bryson Doyle with the basketball. 5 seconds to go. Gives it over to number 10, John Delaney. At the horn, no good, and the Bears have won it against the state-ranked number one seed, Hillcrest Screaming Eagles, here in Hillcrest, Arkansas. We will go to a break. We'll be back in 2 minutes, and we'll talk to Coach Godwin about the big win in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental, so they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable, so their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Are you hungry for choices? Frank's Fish House in downtown Mammoth Spring has the best choices in delicious, high-quality, taste-like-home-cooked meals. Choose catfish or walleye. Don't forget about the other main entrees like trout, shrimp, steak, and chicken strips. They even serve crab on the second and fourth Friday of the month. Frank's Fish House has the best hush puppies in the area. Oh, and for dessert, you got to try the famous peanut butter pie. Grab the whole family. Head out to Frank's Fish House, downtown Mammoth Spring, Arkansas.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, there we go. All right, Bob. We are back here at the Hillcrest High School. Joined with me is senior boys head coach Seth Godwin. Let me be one of the many to congratulate you. Four times, I'm pretty sure y'all have played Hillcrest here in the regular season, and then you played them in the semifinal round of the district. You know, it's a similar story. Let me say this real quick. It's a similar story to a couple years ago. We played Hillcrest four times in the regular season, beat them all four times, and then they beat us in the semifinals of the regionals, yep. And now we've reversed it on them, Coach. How does it feel?
It feels great, man. We had a great game plan going in. Our kids executed that game plan. I'm really proud of what they've accomplished here this week. We're going to try to keep it rolling. Everybody is clicking on all cylinders right now at the right time of the year. Hillcrest is very well coached, very talented team. I believe going into tonight, they were 30-4. And ranked number 5 or 6 in Class A. And so these kids got tons of heart right now. They've always had heart, but we're peaking at the right time of the year, I feel like. And we're going to enjoy this one tonight. And we've got a tough task tomorrow.
We do.
With Izzard County. They're ranked number 1 in Class A. But, hey, right now, Caden, I just can't say enough about our kids, how hard they fight, how much heart they have. Man, they're leaving it on the floor right now, and as a coach, that's just as a coach and a fan and a community member, you just love to see these kids go to battle for each other each night.
Number 4, Trevor Nunnally, and number 23, Caleb James, in the final seconds found out of the ball game. That was a huge momentum push. That was a huge thing for your boys.
It was, and we felt like once we cut those two out, they were going to struggle to score, and they did so, and we put some pressure on their guards and felt like we might be able to turn them over, and the ball just rolled our way tonight with lots of effort, lots of heart, and like I said, we just battled against a very good ball club, and I'm proud of them. We're looking forward to playing the regional championship tomorrow night, so we appreciate y'all doing the game. We'll do it again tomorrow. How's that, man?
All right, Coach, thanks for your time.
Thank you, man.
All right, we're going to take a break here. We're going to go to a break. Be back in 1 minute here on the Ecom Sports Network to wrap things up.
It is the mission of the Mammoth Springs School District to educate all students. They will provide a relevant and challenging curriculum for each student, which will promote higher level thinking skills, develop working skills in technology, and enhance problem solving ability so that students may become more competent in an ever-changing world. On behalf of the teams, the athletic department invites all of its Great Bear fans to support their athletes throughout this year's season. Good luck to the Mammoth Springs Bears and Lady Bears.
Are you hungry for choices? Frank Fish House in downtown Mammoth Spring has the best choices in delicious, high-quality, taste-like-home-cooked meals. Choose catfish or walleye. Don't forget about the other main entrees like trout, shrimp, steak, and chicken strips. They even serve crab on the second and fourth Friday of the month. Frank Fish House has the best hush puppies in the area. Oh, and for dessert, you got to try the famous peanut butter pie. Grab the whole family, head out to Frank Fish House, downtown Mammoth Spring, Arkansas.
Well, what a game we have had here at Hillcrest High School. Bears would knock off the 5th or 6th ranked Hillcrest Screaming Eagles, the number 1 seed in this regional tournament, along with the Izzard County Cougars in this game. And you just heard Coach Godwin there, and can't speak enough about his boys, and neither can I. I'm blown away. Great game to the Mammoth Spring Bears, and Mike, we mentioned 4 games in the regular season. Didn't beat them once, but now you beat them here. What a game. What a game. So let's go over some stats from tonight's game. Cole Young finished with, 7 points on the night. Clint Lester with 2. Merrow had 16, and Flynn had 12 for the Bears. On the other side of things for Hillcrest, number 4, Trevor Nunnally, and number 23, Caleb James, got fouled out in the very final moments of the ball game. That would do it. Trevor Nunnally will finish the game with 17. Clint Nunnally with 2. John Delaney with 3. Caleb James with 3, Nick Powell with 2, and Bryson Doyle with 5. Now, for our schedule tomorrow here on the Ecom Sports Network and K-Country 95, you can catch the girls' bracket game, Viola and Norfolk. This one game will not be broadcast. Mammoth Spring games will be broadcast here on the Ecom Sports Network. Viola and Norfolk at 6 o'clock for the championship game of this region. And for the boys' championship game, the Mammoth Spring Bears will advance into the championship game at 7:30 tomorrow night against the Izzard County Cougars. Hillcrest will drop into that third-place game with Viola at 1:30. Mammoth Spring girls play tomorrow against Hillcrest at 12 p.m. in the third-place game. That's going to wrap up our coverage here for tonight. What a night it's been for sure. For Elijah Kent, I'm Hayden Savage. For Bob back at the studio, we're anywhere, anytime. KCountry 95.